Genesis chapter 7. And the Lord said unto Noah, You come with all your family into the ark, for I have seen you to be righteous before me in this generation. Of every clean beast you shall take to yourself by sevens, the male and his female, and of beasts that are not clean by two, the male and his female, also of birds of the air by seven, the male and the female, to keep seed alive upon the face of all the earth, for yet 7 days, and I will cause it to rain upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights, and every living thing that I have made will I destroy from off the face of the earth. And Noah did according to all that the Lord commanded him, and Noah was 600 years old when the flood of waters was upon the earth. And Noah went in, and his sons, and his wife, and his sons' wives with him into the ark, because of the waters of the flood, of clean beasts, and of beasts that are not clean, and of birds, and of everything that creeps upon the earth. There went in two and two with Noah into the ark, the male and the female, as God had commanded Noah. And it came to pass after 7 days that the waters of the flood were upon the earth. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the 2nd month, in the 17th day of the month, the same day were all the fountains of the great deep broken up, and the windows of heaven were open, and the rain was upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. In the same day entered Noah, and Shem, and Ham, and Japheth, the sons of Noah, and Noah's wife, and the 3 wives of his sons with them, into the ark. They, and every beast after his kind, and all the cattle after their kind, and every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth after his kind, and every fowl after his kind, and every bird of every sort. And they went in unto Noah into the ark, 2 and 2 of all flesh, wherein is the breath of life. And they that went in, male and female of every creature, as God had commanded him, and the Lord shut him in. And the flood was 40 days upon the earth, and the waters increased, and bore up the ark, and it was lifted up above the earth upon the water. And the waters prevailed, and were greatly increased upon the earth, and the ark went upon the surface of the waters. And the waters prevailed exceedingly upon the earth, and all the high hills that were under the whole heaven were covered. 15 cubits upward did the waters prevail, and the mountains were covered, and all flesh died that moved upon the earth, both of birds, and of cattle, and of beasts, and of every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth, and every man. All in whose nostrils was the breath of life, all that was in the dry land, died. And every living thing was destroyed, which was upon the face of the ground, both man and cattle, and the creeping things, and the birds of the heaven, they were destroyed from the earth. Only Noah remained alive, and they that were with him in the ark. And the waters prevailed upon the earth 150 days.